everybody. Wendy Sellers here, the HR lady. I am here today to chat with you about the intersection of the ADA, FMLA, and workers' comp. Here's the deal. The Americans with Disability Act is complicated and confusing. The Federal Family and Medical Leave Act is complicated and confusing. And workers' comp insurance, local to anyone, is complicated and confusing. So what do they all have in common? They are complicated and confusing. And on top of that, they all may be playing out at the same exact time, which makes it even more complicated and confusing. Sure, some smaller companies might be exempt from maybe FMLA because of their size and they're under 50 employees, but many states also have their own FMLA, and that may, you know, overlap in with the Americans with Disability Act, and then of course workers' comp too. Remote workers working in another state throw a whole bunch of other confusion and complication in there. So when employees are injured on the job site, or they become disabled on or off the job site, or just ill, they may be entitled to one, two, or all three of them. So ADA, FMLA rights, or workers' comp rights. So it is very important for you to know the difference between all of these laws and then, of course, how they intersect, because it could be a chance that you have to give an employee accommodations or rights or access to all three of these laws, ADA, FMLA, and workers' comp. I have created a presentation that is available on Aurora Training Advantage. So Aurora, A-U-R-O-R-A, trainingadvantage.com. You can just look for the training tab and the recorded trainings, because we did this, maybe a month or so ago. And you can get access to the 90-minute webinar online that explains all the complications, or you can learn it on your own as well. I can tell you that I have been doing HR for more years than I care to admit, and there are often many, many times where I have to call in help to say, okay, a broker, insurance agent, workers' comp person, employment attorney, I need help with the ADA, FMLA, and workers' comp for this situation at my company. The ADA, requires accommodations. Even if somebody's not injured at work, they may require accommodations for candidates, not just employees. FMLA, documentation is super important, so is the ADA, and then workers' comp as well. You can have an overlap of, temporary modified duties, permanent modified duties. You could also have an overlap in the leave. Is it paid? Is it counting as workers' comp, and then also FMLA, if you're large enough to be covered by FMLA, do they get any extra rights because they also have a disability, pre-existing disability caused by the workplace injury, or even a temporary disability possibly caused by a temporary issue that may be covered by one, two, or all three of these. So as you can see, again, super, super complicated. It's not something that you should go at alone, so please feel free to check into the training that is recorded online. You do have to pay for it, of course. It's very, very inexpensive. AuroraTrainingAdvantage.com. Check with me for more information. I'd be more than happy to help you or find somebody who can. Wendy Sellers, the HR lady.